Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue in Islamic economics, especially in the issue of interest, is the issue that is paying interest and charging interest equally prohibited in Islam? Now, if we seek an answer to this question from the Quran, we find that the whole corpus of the Quran is totally devoid of any prohibition as far as paying interest is concerned. And throughout the Quran, wherever the prohibition of interest is mentioned, always the prohibition of charging of interest is mentioned. Never in the Quran or at no place in the Quran do we find a verse which says that paying of interest is also prohibited. Now, then the question arises, that if this is the case, and if the Quran is so clear that the paying, that the charging of interest is something which is prohibited, then from where has this notion of paying interest being prohibited, where has this notion come from? Now, if we study the Islamic sources in this regard, we come to realize that primarily it is a narrative, a hadith of the Prophet, which is the source of this and which perhaps has been erroneously interpreted. Now, if the simple reading of this narrative is, La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Akila riba wa mukilahu, wa katibahu wa shahidai, wa qala hum sawa. The Prophet has severely condemned the devourer of interest and the one who acts as an agent of the interest devourer and those who write an agreement for such lending and the two who are the witnesses to this document, and has said all of them are equal. Now, I have purposefully translated the word mukil as interest, as a person who is the agent of the interest devourer. Now, generally, this word mukil is not interpreted in this sense. The word mukil is interpreted in the sense of the person who pays interest. Now, of course, we can say that there is a possibility that this word be interpreted in the meaning of a person who pays interest. But the context and the words, not only of the narrative itself, go against it, but also of the Quran, which, as I said earlier on, clearly says that only the charging of interest is something which is prohibited. Now, if you look at the words of this narrative, of course, then the narrative itself says that all the people it mentions, which it prohibits or condemns, are all those people who in fact support the person who is lending. They are primarily his agents or they are his helpers. For example, the person who writes that agreement of loan, of course, he's a helper of that person who gives loan. Again, people who bear witness on that document of loan, they are also the supporters and helpers. So if we keep these two words in mind, then we should say or we should think that the proper interpretation of the word mukil is also, it should be someone who is in fact facilitating that deal of interest. And who better can be this facilitator than the person who is the agent of that interest person who is charging interest? In other words, the interest devourer, he has sent various interest agents. He has sent them to their mission in the society in which they should go to people and bring them back to him so that he could give them loan on interest and charge interest to them. So primarily this word mukil here, although it could have been interpreted in the word as a person who pays interest, but as I said, in the context of the verse of the Quran and in the context of this narrative itself, it is a better interpretation, or it's a more interpretation which is akin to what is mentioned in the Quran, that if this verse is interpreted to mean a person who is the agent of the interest devourer or the person who is charging interest, then the person who is mukil is primarily the person who is his agent. So therefore, it can be safely said that not only the Quran, but this narrative also, if it prohibits something, it is something which is primarily the charging of interest. The charging of interest, the earning of interest is something prohibited. Paying interest is not at all prohibited. As I said, the Quran, there's nothing in the Quran. As far as this narrative is concerned, if it is interpreted in the context of its own words, it too gives the clear reading and the clear verdict that it is the payment of interest which is not prohibited, it's the charging of interest which is prohibited. And so therefore, if this is correct, then we should also realize the fact that mortgages and other things which we lease out and we pay mortgages for, because in that particular deal, we are primarily paying interest. We are not charging interest, we are paying interest. So therefore, they also cannot be regarded as prohibited. And in a nutshell, we can say that in the whole of the Quran and in all narratives which speak of interest or the prohibition of interest, it is only the charging of interest which is prohibited. Paying of interest is not prohibited at all. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.